So we're talking about this expose, the situation again wherein this reporter that Sports Illustrated broke the news about the culture of sexual harassment within the Dallas Mavericks organization. While one former female employee reportedly compared the organization to a real-life Animal House, you all remember the movie Animal House, more than a dozen current and former Mavericks employees corroborated the comparison, illuminating it in great detail with jarring accounts of a culture that was at best uncomfortable for women, at worst absolutely untenable, and one that had gone unchecked for far too long. Not surprisingly, most of the Sports Illustrated sources went unnamed because they were afraid of humiliation or, maybe even worse, retaliation. And of course, with the retaliation, humiliation probably would have been part of the mix as well. However, the characterization of a misogynistic corporate culture riddled by both subtle and overt inappropriateness, as well as outright predatory and abusive physical and sexual behavior, quickly became clear. And how do you describe the situation in stronger, more clear terms than that? Subtle and overt inappropriateness, outright predatory behavior, outright abusive physical behavior, and outright sexual behavior. Cynthia Marshall received a call, and she took Cuban's call. And one of the things that really impressed her was his candor. She says that the man was as sincere as he could be about wanting a culture change in the organization. And everything he told her in the first call came out in the press over the next few days. He broke down to her what was taking place and what would be taking place in that organization. And what he discussed with her was shared with the press. And over the next few days, she was hearing about it. She says the man was completely transparent. Can we give him props for that? Can we at least say, you know what? It seems like Mark Cuban really does mean this. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt for now. It'll take a few months, maybe 6 months, for things to really, really begin to take hold. It might take a year. I mean, because this organization's been around for a while. From the sound of it, the culture, this wayward culture, has been in play for quite some time. It may not be turned around in 2 months, but let's give her some time. Let's see what we hear about the support she receives from Mark Cuban down the road. But it sounds like Mark Cuban wants this situation turned around for the better. Cynthia Marshall is known for her own candor and her own decisiveness. And she says she grew up with a physically abusive father. And so that's why I was saying earlier, I told you that I was going to share something with you that may help you believe that if she had experienced sexual harassment in her earlier years as an employee, as an executive, I think she would have been, number one, aware enough of what sexual harassment is that she would have recognized it. And number two, she would have been willing to acknowledge it had it occurred in her life. And this is the situation I was referring to when I said there was something else that took place in her life that she acknowledged. And this is it. Having been brought up by a physically abusive father. If she's willing to admit that, to acknowledge that, I think she'd be willing to acknowledge if she had ever experienced sexual harassment. She says she finds the accusations currently being investigated within the organization to be repulsive, and she appreciates Mark Cuban's commitment to accountability. What most compelled her to accept his offer to take over all non-basketball operations at such a difficult juncture is her personal commitment to being a part of the change in this area that is so critical to progress for women. Now, note that now, if it has nothing to do with basketball operations. She's over it. And that makes sense. I mean, the sports part of it is not what she does. All non-basketball operations, Cynthia Marshall oversees. And she says that it really infuriates her that we're living in a time when people are being victimized like that. How have you responded emotionally to all this happened with regards to sexual harassment? And do you think that sexual harassment perpetrated by females is also part of the picture, and we're just not hearing much about it? What do you think? What are your thoughts? Or I could ask you, what do you know? Some of you may recall that I've discussed this several years ago, and I pointed out how in the real world, males are not the only ones who perpetrate sexual misconduct. Females do the same. But in our culture, females are not exposed the way males are. An adult female decides that she's going to pursue an adult female faculty member or staff member of a school, a high school or middle school, decides that she's going to pursue a male student who she finds sexually attractive. And so she does pursue him. It's almost as though that is an anomaly when we hear about that happening. But is it an anomaly? Or is it more common than is reported? How many boys have been introduced to sex by their female babysitters over the past decades? And I do mean that. How many boys at the age of 5, the age of 8, have been introduced to sex by their female babysitters? And many people just don't know about it because the boy never told. How often do 18-year-old and 19-year-old and 20-year-old young ladies initiate sexual activity with 15-year-old and 16-year-old boys, teenagers, teenage boys, teenage males? And we never hear anything about sexual harassment, statutory rape. So I'm just saying, let's be aware of the real deal. Again, this is a program where it's all about real talk about the real world, real talk about real life. And in the real world, real life, males and females pursue sexual activity. And males and females pursue sexual activity that may be considered inappropriate, sometimes downright illegal. But that said, I'd still like to know, how do you feel? What kinds of emotions do you experience when you hear about and or read about sexual misconduct? Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, and so many others. Do you become infuriated the way Cynthia Marshall does? Do you agree with her that this kind of drama should not be taking place? Let's look at this some more, and we're going to get ready to move on to another topic. But hey, part of the reason I'm asking us to think about it is because I want us to consider what we might be able to do to help reduce, minimize, eliminate the problem, if it is a problem, where we work, even if where we work is a religious institution. Cynthia Marshall says, hey, she's got to take action. She can't just sit on the sidelines yelling at the TV. She's been given an opportunity to do something, so she wants to do something. She signals a new day at the Mavericks with the introduction of a hashtag, which is hashtag respect at work, period, she says. It's really that basic. I've been referring to her title as interim CEO, and as of the time that they wrote the article some months ago, that title was still being discussed, determined, so to be announced back in just a few.